We'll go on with your song.
Hosanna. 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 In the highest.
Sing, Lord, we lift up your name.
Lord, we lift up your name.
With a heart full of praise.
Hosanna to your name in the highest. For blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, and we worship you. I want you in 1 minute, just open your mouth and say, Lord, we bless you. We lift up your name on high. Hosanna to your name in the highest. Blessed is he who was, who is, and is to come. Blessed is he who sits upon the throne. Blessed is he who laid the foundations of the world. For even the earth is your footstool. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. We declare your praise with the calves of our lips. And we thank you because tonight you will reach out to us. For your word says they go from strength to strength, everyone in Zion that appears before the Lord. Thank you for strength. Thank you for ministering strength to us tonight. Thank you because our strength will not fail us in this season. Thank you because you have become our sufficiency. We receive strength from the throne of grace tonight. And we bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. Hosanna to your name in the highest. Hosanna to your name in the highest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to please take your seat. I want to especially appreciate the Lord for this rare privilege and honor to speak His word to us tonight, and also to my spiritual father. So I thank you so much for this honor and privilege. And thank you for believing in that which God is doing in my life. For me personally, every time I have the opportunity to speak the word of God in other places. I grasp the opportunity and I embrace it. But every time I have the opportunity to speak God's word before my Father, sometimes my knees quake. And I just tell the Holy Spirit, please help me. Please help me. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Bro, please strum the keyboard. Keyboardist. We want to look at what God is doing and where God is bringing us in this season. It's very important that we come into alignment with that which God is speaking. The Bible says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophet. God always seeks to communicate his intent and purpose to people who are his present servant, not people who were his servant, but people who are in intimate fellowship with him, who know what he is doing on the earth. Peter said, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the coming and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but we are eyewitness of his majesty. We stood with him upon that mountain when we heard a voice coming from excellent glory saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. He said, yeah, yeah, him. He said, you will do well to take heed as unto a light that shines in dark places until the day dawn and the day star rises in your heart. Knowing that no prophecy of scripture came by the interpretations of men. He said, but holy men speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So every time God wants to cause the morning star to rise upon our heart, to give us a sense of direction and bring us into destiny, he will cause the word of the Lord to come to us. The Bible shows us in the Old Testament that every time the people are going through seasons of crisis, through seasons of uncertainty, through seasons of conflict and famine, the Bible said they will always seek for people who had access to the secrets of God. And that's why we understand that this conference is put together by the Lord to communicate certain secrets and intent and thoughts that God sustained in his heart, and that with God is bringing the church into, and that with God is doing even across the nations of the world. Hallelujah. And so the Lord started with us yesterday on a good note, bringing to us his mind for the season. And I believe that I've just obtained mercy from the Lord to bring just a little portion as I receive of him. The Bible says there are diversities of gifts, but by the same Spirit. It says there are differences of administration, but by the same Lord. It says there are diversities of operation, but by the same God. So I know that God is bringing another levels of his administration unto us tonight. If you believe, shout amen. And while I waited upon the Lord, and God started to share just a few of his thoughts with me to communicate to his people. And one of the things that the Lord began to speak expressly about this season and this year that we are, God started and began to make me understand that there's a mighty release of the spirit of rebellion that will come upon the hearts of men across the nations. God says there will be a strong conflict against instituted authorities like never before. God says, for the spirit of Korah seeks to find expression upon the hearts of men, seems to find expression across families, seeks to find expression in the church, in the body of Christ, and even in governmental institutions. And God began to show me that as we watch and see that which will begin to unfold through this year and through this season, that there will be such a mighty release of rebellion that will come upon the hearts of men. That as we watch and see, even through governments, through institutions, we will see certain people who were put in positions and suddenly stood up to make decisions that brought conflict in offices of government. In local assemblies, you will begin to see that begin to happen. God says it's because the judgment of such people has come. God says because the appointed time to bring such people into his judgment has come, and therefore he's going to allow the spirit of rebellion to come upon them so that their season of judgment can be ripe, so that God can be justified for judging them. And the Lord says for the people who will walk in intimate fellowship with him and will seek to know his ways and to walk in his paths. God says light will shine for such in darkness. He says for even as darkness roams across the surface of the earth, he says for many that are called by my name, light will shine on your paths. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you and we honor you tonight. And I will see that as the judgment of God comes, I see certain leaders in places of authority and in government that are going to lose their throne. I saw people who are going to die while in service. God says, because the season, his appointed time of judgment has come. And God is seeking for people who want to know his ways to stay in the secret place. The Bible says he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And he will say of the Lord is my refuge. Ria sombra tika fana maha sombra kativa la soya. God says there's going to be the mighty writings of God upon the wall. But God says it's going to be like a parable to many people. For only the people who have learned to stay in the presence of God and have their ears sealed by the precious blood of the Lamb. He said, these are the ones that will hear my voice in this season. And these are the ones that will be able to interpret my writings upon the wall. He said, for it shall appear as parables to others. Lord, we bless you. And Lord, we bless you. Even as the word of the Lord comes as parable to many. God says the people who dwell in his presence, meat shall be given unto them. Bread shall be given unto them. And even in the season of leanness, in the season of the famine of the word of the Lord, God says they will walk in light. They will walk in light. They will walk in light. They will walk in light, the Spirit of God says. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, this is the season that the enemy will bring confusion in the body and he will cause many people to step out of their calling. He said, this is the season that many ministers will begin to step out of their calling and begin to burn strange fire. God says they will begin to seek to offer incense that he did not call them to. God says, hitherto many people have wandered out of their call and they have burned strange fires, he said, before he has permitted it. But God says in this season, judgment will come to many. And I saw that it was given to an angel of the Lord to take away the mantle from many. I saw that many were stripped of their priestly garments. The Lord says, because they step out of their call, because they step out of their authority. So the Lord says that we walk with him step by step. That we understand what he is doing. That we do not step out of the bounds of his authority. God says this is a time that many people will seek to speak my word. He said many people will seek to be prophets of God. But God says my authority is not upon them. And God says they will expose themselves and bring themselves to experience the judgment of the enemy. God says many will bring deception even in local assemblies. Many will lead others into slumber. Many will lead others into darkness. Because they will offer strange fire that I do not call them to offer. He said, for the spirit of Korah shall rest upon many. Rashi kapala da bahasoya. Radaba soka patandeva kaporo kupasa. Rata kapasa kapala kasuria. The Lord is saying, hold on to your stronghold. God is saying, abide in your call. God is saying, this is the season that I'm calling unto my people, and I speak to you, abide in the calling wherefore you were called. He said, do not be entangled anymore with the yokes of darkness. God is saying, abide to your call. Abide to your call. Shaparaku sapata. Ikaparu sapalakata. He said, many people have carried false mantles, and they have caused division. They have caused confusion in the camp. But God says, in this season, I will not allow it anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Parasuka palando brasikaya. Riga sondo brasika balahata kombrasa. Lord, we give you praise and we bless you, Jesus. We honor you, Father. We honor you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 In this season and even in this meeting, for I see that the Lord says He will have mercy to many. You have mercy upon many people who have been offering strange fire. God says He will have mercy upon you. God says He will bring you to step into your calling once again. And I even see people that God has been giving them opportunities. God has been giving them time to restrain their feet. God has been giving them time to replace their feet on the path that He called them. And God is speaking to certain saints tonight. And God says, I'm giving you this season to return. You see, I'm giving you this season to return. You see, I'm giving you this season to return. I'm giving you this season to return. He said, do not mix the holy and the unholy. For I'm giving you this season to return. He said, for the enemy lay before you a stumbling block. He said, but I give you this moment to return, saith the Lord. Kama sapon deveke sukapa. Viva shatakomba sikavalahaya. Thank you, Spirit of God. 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 Hallelujah. I remember from early part of last year, the Lord began to share some things to us. And one of the things that the Lord began to show me in series of dreams and visions, God began to show me in dreams, and I was taken to several parts of the world. And God showed me, I saw storms in different places like never before. I saw terrible natural disaster. I saw famine and I saw flood engulf different parts of the world. And God said, from last year, there will be unfolding of such events in different parts of the world like never before. And I remember as we began to proclaim early part of last year, God began to speak that there will be strange flood that will come into this country like we have never seen before. And I remember sometimes in April, when Lagos ministry, when the Lord began to speak in the meeting and God began to warn of series of plane crash that was coming. And God began to speak that flood was coming into the nation. God began to speak that crash and floods were coming into the nation. And I remember we're speaking those words in the meeting. And one of the days, we went to visit a family to pray with the family. And while we were there visiting and talking with them, as we began to pray, I suddenly find myself praying. I said, Lord, protect this family. Lord, protect this family. Lord, protect this family. And immediately after we left Lagos, just 2 weeks later, there was the Dana plane crash that happened just close to that family's house. The crash came close to the house, but it didn't touch them. And I remember while leaving Lagos, while on the plane, As soon as I stepped, I had a vision from the Lord. And God began to speak to me and said, many of these plane crashes will begin to happen in this nation. He said, begin to pray and warn my people because there will be crashes like never before. And suddenly, what kind of fear just came upon me? Last year, the Lord began to speak to us. And God began to lead us to prophesy. God says, pray for the governor of Kaduna State. Pray for the governor of Kaduna State. He said, for a series of assassination is coming. He said, attempt of assassination is upon his life. Pray for him. For there's a satanic assassination coming upon him. And while we prophesy that, and we led the body to pray. It was such a burden, it was such a pain to see that the assassination still came on. And I remember ministering in Abuja, and God says, before the close of the year, he said, a great star is going to fall from the sky. He said, a general is going to be lost in the army. And while we prayed and interceded, and we watched these things came to pass, and I remember I called Papa, and I was telling him, and I said, sir, we have labored in prayers, and why did the Lord allow all of these things? And as I was praying, the Lord says, I allow this for a purpose. And as we enter this year, the Spirit of God began to speak and say, such is the wound in the atmosphere. He said, for the spirit of assassination is roaming upon this nation. He said, lead my people to pray and prophesy. For the spirit of death and assassination is upon this nation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God was speaking, and the Lord says, even as we enter this year, we will see such come. He said, you will pray and you will lead my people to pray. He said, for some I will withstand the enemy. He said, but for some I will allow. He said, for there are certain people that their days is already marked. He said, but I will use the enemy to bring judgment upon them. So the Spirit of the Lord is saying, even as we look into the year, there will be satanic assassination upon prominent people in this nation and even in the places of influence and government. And the Lord is saying, I will allow. God is saying, I will allow. He said, I will allow the enemy to bring my wrath upon them. For I will allow the enemy to bring my wrath upon them. Remember 2011. In Abu campus, as the Lord began to give us words to proclaim, God began to speak and say, certain Islamic leaders, certain emirs and people that are leaders in the north, God says judgment is coming upon them. And the Lord began to speak as I prophesied that day. The Lord said, for some of them, he will take their life and their children at a spot. And suddenly we began to see what happened to the emir of Kano. Is a strategy that God is using to bring about a recovery. And even in this season, we will see yet more that the Lord will permit to come. Because they say, for the wrath of man shall praise me. Say, but the remainder of wrath I shall restrain. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Pola kabasutaba, rata kabalaha sambrati kapalahasia, liba shatande ke suparada bahasiria, riyatanda vasopreketeli malata baboya. For the wrath of man shall praise you, and the remainder of wrath you shall restrain. One of the things that the Lord began to speak, as I was able to send some of the messages to God's servant, God began to say, pray, pray for Benue Street. And in the vision, the Spirit of God showed me. And I saw a communal clash. And I saw a flow of blood. And I saw that lives were lost. And I even saw that amazingly the house of God was burnt. And God said, lead my people to pray. Say, for if the people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear their prayers and I will heal their land. and I will heal their land. And so in a moment, the Spirit of the Lord will be bringing us into an atmosphere of intercession. As we lift up a voice, as the voice of one man to pray for this nation, to pray for the body of Christ, and to pray for Benue State. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee. Say, peace within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Say, for the sake of my companion, for the sake of the people of the Lord, I will say, peace upon your walls, O Jerusalem. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Jesus. When I came into this place, just in a moment of worship, suddenly I find myself, not that I was caught up in a vision, I found myself just slept off within the period of a minute plus. I slept off. And the Bible on my hands almost slipped down. And suddenly I came back to myself. And I began to ask the Lord, what is the meaning of this? And the Lord says, this is the season that the enemy is bringing the spirit of slumber upon my people. And he said, even those that have set to be watchdog and watchmen over Zion, he said, many will sleep. And before they are present, the enemy will take the spoil. God says, the enemy is bringing the spirit of slumber. But he said, arise, thou that sleepest, that Christ might give thee light. Arise, thou that sleepest, that Christ may give thee light. Paya susa kapalanda bratong vekesia, harusa kapanda vasubreketeli balasa, ila kaparanda vasubreketeli makaya, ila sabranda vasubariataka. As the enemy brings the spirit of slumber, the Lord your God say, arise, thou that sleepest, that Christ may give thee light. Ah. Ah. Oh, yala basia, ikapalando barasika ya, manda sukaparata balana sobra, ikalabondo sipa kariata. God says upon them that wait, that wait upon Him, that this will be the seasons of dreams and visions. So for I have spoken by the prophet and I have multiplied visions. And I have used similitudes by the ministries of the prophets. God says there shall be multiplications of visions. There shall be multiplications of visions. He said, for many that will seek my face and lift my banner up. He said, you will not walk in darkness, but you shall walk in the light of life. For with thee is a fountain of light. In thy light shall we see light. With thee is a fountain of life. With thee is a fountain of life. And in your light we shall see light. In your life we shall see light. In the rivers of your life. Oh, Shadi Bahasa Kambrati Kabai, Riva Suprahata Kavalada Bahasia, Mando Sika Parata Kavalondo Brahaskiata, Ora Sikaya,
Ora sikaya. Ora sikaya. Bando subrakata. Ilaba suka barakata.
Towards the end of last year, when I came for Apostle Joshua's wedding, and on the Sunday morning I was praying with some of our mothers, and just within the split seconds the Lord casted a vision before him, and I saw the statue of a man that I've never seen before. And the Lord began to speak as I started sharing with them in the house that morning. The Lord says, I'm releasing this angel into the body of Christ. You see, I'm releasing this angel even into the church. And God spoke to me and said, the meaning of the name of this angel is called Zion's Help. And the Lord says, this is the angel that is saddled with the responsibility to facilitate the fulfillment of God's prophetic agenda in this season. Thank you, Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says there will be increase in dreams. He says for many that will keep watch and will keep vigils. He said there will be increase in dreams. He said for many that will keep vigils. Many that will keep the altar of prayer like Cornelius. Many that will keep the altar of prayer like Zacharias. The Lord says there will be visions. There will be dreams. There will be multiplied visions. Kopara shakabala hata sombra. Ratika palada ha subreketeliata. Manda supra ha shabala ha subreketelia. Mandolo ho siata. Irando boko supalada ha siriata. Maya katosa. Maya katosa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ronda Kabasia. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. And the Lord spoke last year before the close of the year, while we had a prayer and a prophetic meeting in Zaria, the Spirit of the Lord was speaking. And the Lord began to say, there will be dispute and conflict that Nigeria will have with two countries. And God says to one, it will be connected to economic situation. And to the other, the Lord says it will be connected to an issue with embassy. I don't know, but I found that in recent times, the Lord has been speaking to me about events. The Lord has been speaking to me about economic and political events. The Lord has been speaking about issues that has to do with even international politics. And the Spirit of God says, write these things. He said, for you shall begin to see the fulfillment of them even in the media. And one of the things the Spirit of God spoke as we enter this year, the Lord says, pray and lead my people to pray. Because the Lord showed me in a vision, and I saw that the president of this nation came under pressure to sign a bill. And the Lord began to speak to me that time, and God says, there will be certain pressure and compulsion, even by the legislative arm of the nation, to bring the president to approve certain bills that will affect the nation and the body of Christ. But God says, as you pray, I will reverse it, it shall not hold. And the Lord began to say, as we watch as the year progresses, you will see certain of such debates, certain of such dialogue begin to come up. But God says, if only you will pray, if only you will pray, I will ensure that such doesn't stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God says if we pray, it will not stand. But the Lord says if you do not pray with your hands and your eyes open, you will watch them come to pass. Say, can I do anything upon the earth without telling my servant Abraham? God says he's calling the church even in this season to be a prophetic voice to the nations. And God says he speaks even and he reveals that which is a parable to the world unto us, that we may see the speakings of God and establish the ordinances of God. Say, do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you set her dominion upon the earth? God is seeking that the watchmen will stand side by side with him, and they will speak his ordinances upon the earth, and they will establish his government and his kingdom even on the nations. In this place, you have a family member who has had a lawsuit for a long time, and I'm even seeing that person behind the bar. I don't know who the Lord is speaking to, but if you are that person, just lift up your hands. I'm seeing that person behind the bar. If you are the person the Lord is speaking about, just lift up your hands, because the Lord says he's bringing jubilee. And the Lord even speaks, he said, there are certain policies that will be taken for this nation. And he said, watch and see. He said, for certain people that have been held and bound in the prison cells of this nation illegitimately, God says there will be mass freedom. God says there will be mass freedom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For I even see someone who has been tormented in your dreams. I see a lady, you've been tormented in your dreams. But tonight, before the close of this meeting, the Lord is bringing deliverance to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Father, we give you praise. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. I'm seeing in this congregation, I'm seeing up to 5 families that before the close of the year, the Lord says he's going to give you houses. I'm seeing up to 5 families that the Lord is going to give houses. I'm seeing a woman who is a widow and has been struggling to build. The Lord doesn't show me where she is, but I'm seeing that she's a dark woman. You started a house, but you've not been able to complete it. Just be on your feet. I want to speak a word to you. Lord, I prophesy to them in the name of Jesus. According to your word, before the close of this year, their houses shall be standing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing someone who is having symptoms of stroke. An elderly man with symptoms of stroke. I don't know whose father is that, but God says, pray tonight. God says, I will wrought a miracle tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The Lord just showed me the vision of a ladder. I see a ladder ascend towards the heavens. And God says in this meeting, men will climb. God says in this meeting, men will climb. God says in this meeting, men will climb. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what's that. I just saw you playing with a little boy. Thank you, Jesus.
That is just flowing. It's just flowing. I just want you to flow along this stream as we flow. Hallelujah. Now, a young man will be bringing the word of God to us. Please take note of the things that he has said. Take note of the things. It is the devil's intention for Nigeria to be at war this year. It's the responsibility of the people of God to stand in the gap to ensure that that does not happen. Two, the devil is thirsty for blood that will come from this land, Benue, and he will want to orchestrate a scene that will lead to a communal clash. We need to avert it. Now take note. Amen.
name is holy, holy God. You are terrible. You are terrible.
are taking place. Some of you right now, there is a transportation to the heavenly realm going on right now. Some of you are going to be caught up. It's already happening right now. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now we take our seat. Sometimes in October last year, the angel that was in Lakeland Revival while I was in the realm of the heavens, I saw this intercontinental angel from Lakeland Revival come to Nigeria. And he told me that this angel is going to pour new wine upon the church. And the Lord showed it to me that this angel has been around for some time. He was actually in the healing revivals. In the time of William Branham. This same angel, based on findings, prophetic findings, has also been the one that followed the late Archbishop Benson Ida Ohusa. And I remember I was told that a dear prophet of God came to Nigeria and prophesied that there was this angel that followed through Branham, came through to Archbishop Benson Ida Ohusa, and went back to America. But that this angel was going to come back to Nigeria. Now, I didn't know this when the Lord was giving me this encounter. So, this year, we have to be ready for a massive outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Shalabakadabashi. So the mission, one of the missions that the Lord is giving me for this year, is to see a transformation from the old wineskin to a new wineskin. Because this time around, this wine will not be wasted. We've seen moves of God, outpourings come and wasted. But in this season, God is not giving permission for wastage. The learning and schooling is over. It's time to manifest. What the Lord puts in my heart to say tonight is this. Everything that we have defined as Christianity and as well have defined as the kingdom and church is going to come to a collapse. And a new definition, a new expression of what is called church is going to emerge. This expression and the birth of this church is not going to fall under any labeling. Of our fragmentized, segregated as denominations and personal ministry platforms. What I see that is coming upon us as a nation is that church is going to happen on the streets. Church, can I shock you? Can I shock you, people of God? Church is going to happen in the club. So if you're a white collar preacher, you're about to lose your job.
Yes, sir.
Because what will take place outside the world of the church will amaze those who have stayed in the walls of the church. I didn't come to preach or teach. I came to open the door that you might enter. The man of God said yesterday, the day of flesh and man is over. I don't know how to explain that to you. We are standing at the brink of that river. We are not looking at the river from distance. We are actually touching it from the brinks and from the bank. Before June this year, you will hear stupendous things. You will hear things that will maru, that will blow our computers. You know what I mean by that? And the Lord started dealing with me. And from that dealing, I started having transition, both personal and ministry transition. Right before now, I used to be a very systematic teacher and a theologian. But when the Lord started taking me through this transition, He said, you are not going to teach systematically. Your words that you speak will carry the realm of the heavenlies. Now what happens is that your words become vehicular. They become the vehicle that takes the climate of heaven, the culture of heaven, the substance in that realm will be taken by words into people's spirit. So everything about ministry for me changed. Hallelujah. The Lord is taking us on a journey. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it says, I pray that the Lord will grant you the spirit of revelation and of wisdom in what? In the knowledge of Him. He didn't say, I will give you revelation in the knowledge about Him. He said, I will give you revelation in the knowledge. What we have seen up until now is that we've seen bodies of churches subscribing to doctrines and dogmas. But in this season, your knowledge will no longer be based on what you know about holiness or what you know about prosperity. Your knowledge will be based on an experience of God, on an experience with God. And that is why for me these days, it is very difficult for me to listen to people's teachings. When I listen to people preach or teach, I don't listen to scriptural speakings. I don't listen. I listen to the source where those words are coming from. See, I was telling Prophet Babs, I told him something. I said, you will see certain man, a man of God, who had an experience with God. And sometimes when he comes out of that experience, he begins to teach it as a dogma. And the mistake we make is to capture the words of men who had touched something in the realm of the heavenlies. And most of the time, words are not enough, even teachings are not enough to tap into it. So that what happens is that as a man teaches, you don't listen to his teaching, you listen and make contact with the realm where he's speaking from. So that one man's definition of holiness is different from another man's definition of holiness. The reason is not because they are actually different. It's because somebody is trying to communicate in scripture what he has touched in God. So our basis for spirit communion will no longer be based on what is taught in this place or taught in that place. What the basis for union is, what source, what realm is powering our meetings, our fellowship, our activities. Once it is from Zion, once it is from the throne, it will have impact on the earth. I want to say this lastly. The Spirit of the Lord began to show me that most of us as a church had an experience with God that comes from a very flattened dimension. I will explain what I mean.
the reason why we can interact with our environment, we can interact with our world, is because there is a law, there is something that works in nature. It is called, it is a three-dimensional reality. Amen. What makes something solid, what makes something real, is our ability to communicate to it, with it, at a three-dimensional level. It is said, height and what? Length and what? And depth. I remember Prophet Baal telling me an experience he had while he went to a roller coaster, a 3D roller coaster experience he had. How many of you know roller coasters? Those things you see in America, you find it in, people sit on it and it rolls and it's moving like this. He sat there, he was sharing the experience with me, that when he put the glass in his eyes, he discovered that actually he was not looking at what was happening in the picture. It was part of what was happening. They were actually playing something, but because he wore the glasses, he could see that he was moving along and snakes were coming out and people who were part of it were actually shouting. Why? Because it's not something he was watching. He's not watching it. He is in it. The technology is called 3D. It's a technology. Praise God. And the Lord has been dealing with me on that. He said, our revelatory realm is not going to come from what has been spoken. It will come when we tap into that spiritual technology. There is a spiritual, a heavenly version of a three-dimensional realm. So that when we walk with God, we are not walking as spectators. Amen. We are actually living and touching things in that realm. One of the things I like to share is this. There was a particular day I was on a journey to the realm. And as I was going in the realm, I met plants and trees. You know, I went through this tunnel. And as I went through this tunnel, I met plants and trees. And the amazing thing about this tree and plant is that as I was walking to meet with the Father, I thought they were just trees and plants, until they began to morph. Amen. They began to change shapes. They began to change color. Hallelujah. The kind of color I have not seen in this dimension, the kind of shape I have not seen, they were actually talking to me about the Father. And as they talked to me, I discovered that each shape carry its revelation, carry its thoughts. Each color carry its expression. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. This version of Christianity is strange to a lot of people. But this is what is going to be common in this season. The reality of walking in that realm will overwhelm us. And as I began to walk, there was a particular plant I looked at. And the plant was talking to me. He said, now when he talked to me, he was not speaking words to me. Because in the realm of the spirit, it is not words that comes as a process of communication. It is thoughts. Amen. See, when you walk in that realm, it's like you're reading somebody's thoughts. You can see through. That is why when we get to that realm, you cannot be hidden. You can be read. It's a technology, it's a civilization in that realm. What you say as word of knowledge is a normal thing there. It's normal. Amen. Some of you, the realm of the word of knowledge you are going to be working with is not going to come from the gift of the Holy Ghost alone. It's going to come because you are working in that realm, and what is that, the climate of that realm has captured you. So you will walk to places and just see through. You just see through people. You are not trying to reason. You'll just see through. It will be common. The reason why we are struggling to back movings is because our prayer realm is so enclosed through our three physical, natural, three-dimensional realm. But God is shifting prayer dimensions and shifting prayer wineskins, so that what we pray right now is that we pray in the realm. Are you getting me? We are not praying from earth to heaven. We are praying in heaven and causing things to happen in the earth. When we learn to live in that culture, what happens is that a supernatural culture is born within the church. If I ask you right now that, oh, go stand up and walk through this wall, you will struggle with it. But in the days of Acts of the Apostle, it was actually normal to do such a thing. It was in the subconsciousness. When Peter was released from prison, and he came and he was knocking, a small girl said, he said, somebody is knocking at the door. They said, that is his angel. It was the heavenly culture has taken root in their community. Praise God. I want to say this in closing. The Lord said to me, he said, this new wine, we will have to give birth to the contest, the new wineskin that will carry it. He said, the better we start learning how to communicate in the realm, in the third heavens, the better for us. Because this wine is not going to flow in the earth. It's going to flow from heaven to earth. So if you are not in the place where the source is coming from, you cannot contact it. You can't function. Praise God. I want us to rise up on our feet. Your scripture and Bible study is going to change. Your Bible study will become three-dimensional. As you read, you find yourself in places where the men that wrote it were. That's what will happen. It will not be systematic theology. Praise God. It will not be what? Systematic. You will study the Bible. This is what happened when I study the Bible these days. It's more like I go to places where they went to in the spirit. Jesus said, he that is above is above all. Jesus didn't do ministry from earth. He implemented ministry from the realm of the heavens. What we saw as miracles and signs and wonders are actually a collision of that realm with this dark realm. So that miracles are actually an impact of warfare. Warfare is not going to be that we are just looking for witches and wizards. What you will do right now is that you will take a realm. Once that realm is taken by you, all you need to do is open the realm to in the realm of darkness. As that happens, collision takes place. What you see as healings and signs and wonders are actually collisions taking place. Why? Because we have become the door and the gate which that realm can flow through. So what Jesus simply did, it's not a formula. This thing, it's not a formula. It's not a method. What Jesus simply did was to live in the realm and take it with him. So as he went, what he did was he was releasing places and realms in heaven. So that other places, other realms of darkness and people collide with that realm in Christ. And as they collide, miracles begin to take place. See, when you see somebody, I don't know, when you see a person sick, it's a manifestation of the dark realm. So when that realm opens and that realm comes, it conquers this realm. So that what you call healing is actually the conquest of that realm.
Praise God. I want you to lift up your hands right now. Our Christianity is too horizontal. And that's why the prophet was saying that there's a ladder. Meetings will no longer take place in buildings. They will take place in Zion. We will only effect. You know what I mean by Zion? That church described in Hebrews chapter 12. You have come in the company of innumerable angels. What we call fellowship. Fellowship of the Holy Spirit is not just only communion with the Holy Spirit, but communion in His realm. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit, when Paul was praying, I said this last thing. When Paul said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, he's talking about the church fellowshipping in the realm of the Holy Ghost. So that speakings and giftings and proceedings that comes in that meeting, it is happening from that realm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Friends, listen to me. We are going to fly tomorrow. Now that some understanding is coming, you see, the realm of which we speak can speak for itself. We will fly tomorrow. But I need to arm you with equipment. Hallelujah. Sit down, please. Sit down. This, you have touched something. You see, the book of John is the book of life. John began writing that book as if he was trying to present a thesis for scrutiny. It was a research into the Godhead, and of all the men that had access into the visions of God that saw eternity pass, John saw farthest than any other man. There are three times you will find in scripture, in the beginning, John spoke two of them. Moses gave us one. That means, you know, and we need to also appreciate the ministry of John. Even though he was called as an apostle, he was an apostle and a prophet, just like Paul was an apostle and a teacher, and Peter was an apostle and an evangelist. Now, those offices merged in their ministry because they were strategic messengers. And so when we listen to John or read his book, we need to be in his realm to understand it. He was given the superfluity of the prophetic grace to tap into things. Now, so the book of John is a mystical book that peeps into the reality of a particular personality in the Godhead called the Word. John knew that the activities of the Godhead encamped around that personality, and he knew that the only possibility of accessing God and knowing the ways of God, the movements of God, the dimensions of God, was tied to an exposure of the identity of that personality. Now the Bible says, and that Word became flesh. So that was the premise of the research. Because the personality that was with God in the beginning, who is God, was now flesh. So the book of John was actually an X-ray of the personality. Now, when John was to begin conducting this is exercise, he knew that studying that personality as the word did not provide any access for research, because it was held up in mystery. And then he reckoned that all things were made by him, indicative of the fact that God, the Godhead, does not perform anything but through this personality. Do you understand that? And you see, on the strength of seeking to research into him on the account of the things that he had made, there was no end to such a study. So he still had to reduce the scope. And then it now captured the epicenter of his reality. In him was life, and this life was what? Light of men. So that was the basis of the study. Studying his life, that was what made him do what he did. It was because of the movements of the life that he had. Watchman Nee says that the proof of life is consciousness. You see, if there is life, there will be movement. If there's life, there will be kicking. If there's life, there will be prompting. Alright? So this guy was trying to study Jesus, to understand him from the standpoint of his life. He wanted to know the things that were moving inside of him that made him stretch his hand before the sick man got healed. He wanted to know the things that moved inside of him before he prophesied and it came to pass. It was a very detailed study that a microscope will not be of so much help if you are trying to, because it was the study of a different life form that had never existed upon the face of the earth before. Hallelujah. Jesus speaking in the book of John chapter 16 made us to understand something. After that, his ministry was coming to a close, and he's saying, because I desired to be able to function in the healing anointing. So I thought that if I could buy healing books and read about healing, about how people did creative miracles, how that they would say, oh yeah, put your legs like this. If I knew all the tricks, all that was done, then healing would begin to manifest. But I read as many books as I could lay my hands on that time. And sometimes when we pray for people, they die. Follow all the rules. Follow everything. Lay your hand. They die in the process. So I knew that we were not doing anything wrong. It's just that we didn't have the reality. Like when the disciples, they brought somebody that was possessed for them to cast him out, and they could not cast him out, and Jesus came and casted the person out. And then they now went to ask Jesus why they could not cast him out. Why they could not cast him out. Jesus didn't do anything that they didn't do. The same things that they did was what Jesus came and did, but it worked. So it was not in the method. It was what? Reality. Now, so many years later, I was watching Benny Hinn, and Benny Hinn was full of power in that video. And I was fasting. And then he now said, do you want the power? I said, yes, I want the power. He said, oh yeah, stretch your hand. Then he began to pray. Then something like some pins, as if 1,000 pins were piercing my hands, and what was left was a weight on my chest. I bore that weight on my chest every time the presence of God came into a place, but I never knew that was the healing anointing from heaven. Now see, when I even entered into the reality, I did not know. Because see, when you come into the reality and you are experiencing it, then there is an educational system that opens. The Holy Spirit begins to educate you about that reality, about its operation, and about how to function in it. It took me 5 years to get there. Meanwhile, it took me 5 seconds for the reality to be furnished. It took me a longer time for me to learn the language that operates it. Are you still with me? We are talking about life. That's why I said we are going to fly. We are going deep tomorrow. Let's. All the experiences we have had in God in secret, we want to call it to come tomorrow. Hallelujah. When the education came,
that weight I used to feel on my spirit was actually the reality of healing. It was in Otupo, Methodist Church, Jericho. And I was invited to preach there. And I told God, I'm going to copy and paste Benny Hinn. You know, I followed Benny Hinn until I sold white suit. Because we thought there was something about the white suit. So we had white suit without reality. You know, I've been looking for long. So I followed all the methods. You know, we went to Bible school, they said button, press button. We came and pressed all, and the devil struck us in the process. I've been a good student. I followed, even sold the suit. As a sign that I had faith. Then I found out it was not in the suit. It was in a reality. And the Bible says that when the Spirit of Truth comes, He will do this business of guiding us into it. He knows that you do not know the path of life, so you'll be led into it. You'll be shown the path of life. He will guide you into it. Tell your neighbor, He will guide you. I know you went to Bible school in France, but in this case, He will guide you. I know you are skillful, you have been preaching, planted so many churches everywhere, but in this case, the path of life, one must guide you. The spirit realm is like a wilderness. When you get there, you need to be guided, need direction. So it's one thing for you to make contact with a reality. It's another thing for you to know the reality that you are making contact with. If not, you will not be able to operate it. I touch things that I have not known till today. I've touched things. Now, I told you the other time I was preaching, and when I stood by the pulpit like this, and I turned like this, I saw a seraphim with six wings standing like this. Are you with me? Six wings. I don't know if God will allow me to say some things. There's no manifestation that will take place in your life without a reality. If a new thing will begin, you must experience a new reality. Meanwhile, there are some realities you are even experiencing now that you don't know because of that. You can't command it to take up. Have you ever been in a service before and it was as if somebody touched you on the head? Does it happen to you frequently? Do you know what that means? For instance, the Holy Spirit doesn't just want to make you feel good. Those are their movements in God. That's how it's affecting you. That's the sign to show that there is such a movement. And until you understand it, you'll be fellowshipping in it, but you will not see the impact of it. You can't command deliverances unto Jacob. The seraphim was standing, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Do you know you can suspend now?" You see, I doubted in some seconds and I lost it. But at least I knew that it is fellowship in the realm of the seraphims that can make a man suspend. I will keep knocking until it will open again. That knowledge, I'm retained with it. Because I've seen in visions where I jumped and I suspended before. All of these things, their realities are in realms in God, and it is the Holy Spirit's responsibility to guide us into it. To do what? Guide. So that when a man that is in that reality begins to speak about it, he's not using systematic theology, as my brother said. The same power that powered Catherine Kuhlman is powering him. The same power that is powering Benny Hinn is powering him, because he's standing in the same place. That's why you can see similarities in ministry through the generations. They are operating from the same platform, the same realm, the same dimension. And you see, the important thing about what we are talking about is, when a man in that realm begins to speak about that realm begins to open. So that other people can enter. That's the ministry of life that is in the New Testament. Tomorrow, we are going to fly. Now, before you walk through the door tomorrow, cast doubt away. Cast it. Because your eyes will see things that just cast it away. Pray that unbelief, doubt will be casted. If we can give God half a chance, our fellowship must become vertical, like he said, not horizontal. We must be piping from heaven. He that is above, he speaketh what? The words of God. He is speaking from above. Jesus succeeded in showing us a perfect example. He said, the way I see it, that's what I do. Tomorrow, we're invoking the experiences we have had in secret. The only reason why it will be so is so that somebody can enter into something. Hallelujah. I was there before. One day in the room like that, just enjoying God, and God just decided that let me show you my reality. No light, no NEPA. And then my wall began to give light for 25 minutes. Light. You see, if I ask God now, the one that brought that light, let him shine that light on a few people. That light will shine. Now, see, I'm not saying whether you believe or not. Hallelujah. I'm not saying whether you believe. There's a reality that the Holy Spirit will be guiding us into. It is a realm of life that God wants us to make our own. Can we pray today? You see, the progression is consistent. From where we started and from the way the things are going now. You know, I'm a builder. Hallelujah. I'm a builder. I'm not a prophet. I'm a builder. That's the work of an apostle. It's a wise master builder. You see, without the accurate prophetic dimensions, we can't build accurately. That's why I would prefer to preach last. When the prophets have, when we know the emphasis, that's when building technology. You see, in the body of Christ and in the days of the apostles, men were known by the grace that they carried. That's how we should be known. Now, in our team, in all of us, as much as I know this man, he can pick the mind of God. He can pick it because of his office. He's skilled. Hallelujah. Now, if he finished picking and we get the intersection, me, I can build. You see? In the body of Christ, everybody has a role, a function, a place. And especially when we are a football team, everybody must have a wing too. If we are together like this, then everybody must go to his wing. The one that will wait needs to wait for some others too. And then when we capture the scope, then builders can come in. The architects will draw first. Those are the prophets. They see it the way it is in heaven. And then through spiritual walls, they paint it. And then it is furnished. Then builders can go to work. My own assignment is to build the current emphasis, the present revelation position of the Spirit, to build it into the lives of the believer. So that everyone will be a partaker of what God is offering. But you see, in order for this technology to be fully established, we need people that can access it best. That's why there are prophets in the body of Christ. Do you understand that? We are going to fly tomorrow. And when we fly, don't come back. I used to keep pigeons some time ago. Then we opened the cage and some didn't come back. When you fly tomorrow, don't come back. Remain in that realm. Do ministry from that realm. Pray for the sick from that realm. Cleanse the lepers from that realm. And raise the dead from that realm. As you move into the office, operate from that realm. And before too long, people will be coming to consult you. Let's rise and pray. No, wait, don't rise yet. It's so hot. Where you are sitting, can you pray just a quiet prayer? And tell God that I open myself up to the flow of your river. The flow of your river. The flow of your river. Now this conference to me will not be a conference of words and talk. It will be a conference of reality and weights. And deeper and deeper. We'll be guided into all reality. Having enough stature of sons to bring all of heaven into the earth. Let the river flow within me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ushers, let the offering basket go round. Tomorrow is Sunday. Tomorrow's service is a strange service. Now our friends are here. Please, I would like us to come with a seat so that we can. They came with their car, want to fuel it, put engine oil in the car, brake fluid. Want to put brake fluid. Hallelujah. So please, let's come together tomorrow with a seed in hand to bless them. We trust God that in our day we'll know and we enjoy the accurate function of the fivefold ministry. The evangelist. How many of you were blessed in Joshua's wedding? Even though I wasn't understanding the man in the dialect. So we were tapping from the interpretation. But even the English could not hold the weight of what the man was saying. But we were so blessed. The anointing of the evangelist on him was unique and sweet. We believe that we are that generation that will know how to coordinate those offices in establishing an operation of God in territories of the earth. That's what I believe he's doing. And as the years go by, we begin to understand the uniqueness of the grace that we have and where it fits in into the big picture. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe there's a mighty operation of God that will break out from this region. That many nations will have to come and look at the template. study the template, understand the realm from whence it is coming. Tap into it and take it to other nations. I believe that. And just like my brother said, this wine, God will not have it waste. We need people in the police that can take the kingdom of God there. People in the military, in the National Assembly. We need to go into all the world and take God's reality into these worlds of men. Hallelujah. The banker works from 8 o'clock, comes back 11 in the night. He needs an evangelist in the bank there and a prophet. We need people that have stature with God, representing Him on various platforms. Raising altars on those platforms until the platform reflects Christ. That's our business. Hallelujah. We'll look at the dynamics. A few of the dynamics tomorrow, then we'll fly. Please help me tell your neighbor when you fly tomorrow. Don't come back. Now, as you come into the service tomorrow, if you find the sick, deaf, blind, bring them. We will call upon the Lord God of heaven for Him to come down into this hall. Hallelujah. The tablets of God speak plainly. We are in the day of life. Let's, this life that is in the Holy Spirit, this life that is in God, God wants us to gain mastery of His operation and movement, just like Jesus did. Now, you see, the thing about obeying the Holy Spirit is this. The voice of the Holy Spirit becomes clearer to you if you are somebody that obeys Him. And I said that 70% of His speakings are not in words. Alright? Many times signs. You must be careful to develop, to cultivate obedience. To establish obedience if you are going to go far with Him. Are you still with me? You must establish obedience. Signs. Now, it's not every day that the Holy Spirit will come to you and say, fast. But you just want to eat and you feel you hold it. He will give you a sign that you will know when He wants you to fast or not. Are you with me? It's not every time He will call your name. No. He doesn't talk too much. He doesn't use voice too much. But He uses signs. And we should know how to read it. It's a realm of signs. So we'll look at that. Look at some other things. Some signposts that are in the realm of life. Amen? Signposts in the realm of life. So that you can understand the navigation pattern that is in that realm. Now, there is this car that has a GPRS system, navigating system. Does it work in Nigeria? It works in Nigeria. So, you mean you can program it from Abuja and say, I'm going to my Kodi, and the thing will be not that type. You know that type in US, in UK, you program it. Say, go left, I'm going to this street, left. Oh, it's configured in Abuja now. Alright, in developed countries, we have that navigating system. It's computer based. You program it, and then the car will be telling you when to go left, go right, until you arrive at the place that you are going. Now, there's also a navigating system in the spirit realm. Now, we must know how to read the signs of the spirit realm so that we can navigate. There are sometimes God may want you to stay up all night. He may not come and say, Catherine, stand up. No, He will not do that. But it's most likely that He'll give you a sign. Alright? We must be quick to respond to His signs. That's how we gain mastery in the God life. Tomorrow, we are going to fly. Hallelujah. Are we through with the offering? Ushers. Okay, let's rise up. We'll pray just two prayer points. We'll close camp. Tomorrow we'll begin by 4 p.m. Begin by 4 p.m. Let's all be here by 4 p.m. So that if we run from 4 to 8:15, I think we should have captured something significant.
Hallelujah.
God is making us as believers to be more one with each other. And it's removing all those boundaries that separated us and divided us. Those boundaries like doctrinal boundaries, denominational boundaries. Because he wants to speak to Israel as one man. Not with the spectacles and with the prisms of denomination. Hallelujah. Yes, we attend different churches, but please don't look at your brother with an eye different from the kind of eye we use to look at somebody that's from your congregation, because we have left that realm. Hallelujah. And these are just configuration. You know, the navigation system, you need to configure it. These are basic configuration rules for the season. That denominational, God didn't create any denomination. He only created nations and generations. We now created what? Denominations. Hallelujah. So let's go beyond that realm. We want to touch God. We are a people under the government of Christ. And if Christ accepts you, we accept you. We are under obligation to accept you. That is the basis of our fellowship. Are you with me? So I don't need to ask, what political party do you subscribe to? It's irrelevant. We are a generation that have been destined to touch God and to bring, make his reality, the reality of God known. And God, in investing towards the fulfillment of this plan, is making himself available so that every one of us can touch him. We'll begin a journey tomorrow, and that journey is not a journey intended to be revelation to you. It should be some practical tools that will help you in your navigation. Hallelujah. Amen. And there are several things now that a lot of us are touching in the spirit realm. It's being furnished. The Holy Spirit has brought us into a lot of these realities, but we do not know. And because of that, we cannot command deliverances unto Jacob. The way I know angels are in a meeting is not inside me. It's on my body. It's not by discernment inside me. It's on this hand. There are two that I'm used to, very used to. And when one comes, it touches me here, the first one. The other one touches me here. That's how I know. It's not because I see something. One just comes and he holds that hand. I say, okay, I know it's there. And I know that first one that always touches me here, I know his function. But it took me long to know. And it doesn't necessarily need to take you long. The long time it took me was my own problem. It's my body. It's my own body. But it doesn't need to take you long. I know what the first one brings, and I know what the second one brings. And normally the second one comes later. And I never begin to minister if they have not come. Say, minister by faith. No, that's not how the Holy Spirit trained me. If he promotes me, or maybe he might give me some other instructions that will make me stop operating the way I'm operating. Because life is a perpetual continuum. So I will not stay stuck on this level. But when I passed into 2013, the template changed. The signs are so many, and there are only few interpretations. That means the vocabulary has increased. Now, as we come tomorrow, drop unbelief outside. Drop fear outside. And let's mount up. The Lord bless you and keep you. And cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name. See you 4 p.m. tomorrow. God bless you.